I'd like to call the next witness, Mr. Robert Ternullo.
While the witness is preparing, he is now being sworn.
Remain standing, please, so that you may be sworn by Dean McKay.
Mr. Ternullo?
Ternullo.
Thank you. Do you affirm or swear that you will tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
You are Paul Ternullo. How do you pronounce your last name, Mr. Ternullo?
Ternullo.
Fine. And you are the supervisor of the print and graphic shops of Attica.
That is right.
How long have you held this job, sir?
Going on 2 years.
And how did you obtain this job?
Through appointment at Attica.
Fine. Is that a civil service appointment?
No, it wasn't.
And what is your training and experience in this field?
In the field of printing?
Yes, sir.
Basic graduate of a printing school. Graduate of a printing school.
And you have worked in the printing industry?
Oh, yes, I have.
And how many years have you worked in?
5 years.
And you came to Attica in 1970, is that
1970, correct?
How old are you, sir?
51.
And where are you from originally?
Buffalo.
Now, prior to September of 1971, could you tell us the work that the print shop did? Basically, you...
Well, basically, prior to my coming to... Just at the time?
Yes, sir.
It was rather a ramshackle setup, and it had to be correlated as to obtaining a program of what to be done, since there was an awful lot of printing for the institution itself, standard forms and so on. To couple this in with a training for at least a 2-year printing course, I had the aid of a supervisor of a vocational high school in Buffalo with his program, and through that, adjusting the program, I tried to establish a program for the printing class.
Right.
And from there, we correlated work and a sort of a training program for the men in the shop.
Right. Now, in September of 1971, prior to the incidents, what equipment was used in the print shop?
Well, in the print shop, we have a 550 vertical annealing, an automatic press, and we have an old basic Chandler & Price hand-fed platen press.
Right. Do you know when these, how old this equipment is, when they were manufactured?
Well, the Chandler & Price basically is back about maybe 30 years old. The 550 annealing, and I'm guessing now, I think it goes back to about the same thing, 28 years old or so. Although on the Mealy, the 550, we had some new innovations added on, which are the automatic feed.
Is how does this equipment compare with equipment used in private industry, let's say a modern shop?
Well, the modern shop doesn't use the Mealy or the platen press.
What do they use?
They use a platen press on the... for the home type industry, so to speak, small job shop. The vertical Mealy is almost a press that it isn't exactly outdated. It's a press that's not used by high production industrial printing plants.
In other words, the type of printing plant or the type of printing job that any of the men in your program would likely get would probably, unless it was a small shop, would probably be in a type of industry where they were using the more up-to-date equipment.
Correct.
How many men presently are working in the print shop, or were working in the print shop, let me say, in early September 1971?
I think we had 15.
What are the wages there?
25, 30, 50, and 80.
Is this considered a good job in the institution?
Very much so.
Good. Now, prior to the incidents of September 1971, what was the racial composition of your shop?
Puerto Rican and black, 80%.
Of the 80% of the 15 men were black and Puerto Rican?
Printing, that's correct.
You know, based upon your equipment that you said you had, can the men assigned to the printing program acquire usable skills in present-day industry?
Very much so, because it's so tied in with the new type of printing, offset printing, color work, silk screen, that you have impressions set up of the automatic printing press, which is the Neely. This you can tie in because you have the basics and you can swing right over into an automatic press. Realizing, too, again, that you're getting into an apprenticeship training and into a journeyman training.
Right. In other words, the man he would have some training.
Oh, definitely.
And he'd be in a position where he could receive more training when he went into industry so that he could transfer over from the type of equipment you have and the type of equipment he might find in private industry.
If he applied himself and used the equipment that we have, though it's obsolete, he could continue on and apply himself, yes.
Right. Do you think he could do it without further training in the new equipment?
Well, if it's automatic equipment, he has to have further training.
Do you think that there are any rehabilitative benefits from your program?
I'm trying to recall some of the men that have left my shop, the institution, and were sent out, and I think it has potential rehabilitation, definitely.
Right. Now, what other programs other than the printing go on in the graphic arts, the printing and graphic arts program?
Other than the printing?
Yes.
I have silk screen.
What is silk screening?
Silk screen is a reproduction of work, whether it's a photographic, whether it's a stencil or a film, and it's applied on as an impression through the application of ink through the silk screen itself, which is the silk screen is the material, and the penetration of this ink onto the paper gives you your impression and is referred to as silk screen.
Now the equipment that you use, how old is it?
Well, it isn't how old, it's all put together, odds and ends. The only thing that you can say is a purchased item would be the hinge rack for the screen, which is nothing but a 2x4 with angle irons.
Right. Now, in industry, is this type of silk screening, the type that you've done, is that being used today in industry?
Basically modified, yes, and improved. We are using just the sort of a hand-made technique. In industry, it's mechanized, and they also have the hand technique.
Do you think that a man coming out of your program could very easily go right into a modern silk screening operation?
Definitely. In fact, I think silk screen has a potential, whether you go into a small job shop, because today it is silk screen, offset, and whether with an investment of about $100, you can go into business for himself on a silk screen. Whereas in the printing, it's a little difficult. You have type and so forth.
I understand that the two presses were destroyed by fire during the September occurrences. Is that so?
It's out of action.
Yes. And what equipment is being used now?
Well, what I've done, I've commandeered a 525 mimeograph machine. Since we're out of business, and to orient, get a program started, I have at my disposal a room which I use at Times Square for my central location, and I've correlated all the printing matter which is to be done for the institution as well as circulated in the area of the facility, and this is all being converted from printing to mimeograph. All internal printing, by that I mean all that's circulated within this institution, is converted from printing to a mimeograph. The work or the stationary standard which is sent out of the institution, we try to convert and retain printing, in other words, a printed form, for appearance sake.
Now, how many men have you now in the printing program?
I have three men. One, a flexible guy from time to time. Two assigned.
Have you made any requests for replacement material or replacement equipment?
Yes, I have.
Did you ask for more modern equipment? Did you have you asked for
no
offset?
Question. More modern equipment.
Has the administration responded in any way to this?
I haven't got a feedback as to the printing, to the silk screen, to the printing, somewhat of a feedback, but as to the appropriation, I don't know.
Now, let me back up a little. In the silk screen operation, how many men are in that program? Or were in that program, let's say, prior to September 1971?
Eight. We had eight men.
Right. What was the racial composition of those men?
That was about 90% of the eight. We'd have a variable there. Five and six would be white, two or three black, because of the change. It was a 90-80% ratio.
The reason I asked this, we spoke to a former inmate who worked in silk screen, and I believe that it was his testimony this was one of the better jobs, and that there were no blacks or Puerto Ricans at the time he was in the program. During your tenure as a supervisor of this, has that ever been the situation?
No, we did have, if I recall, I think we had three Puerto Ricans being request transfers out of the department for another assignment that they preferred. We did have black, yes.
You say that you have asked for more modern equipment as replacement equipment.
Yes, I have.
And what other recommendations would you make to improve your program?
Well, in regards to the silk screen itself, it has a great potential where it sustains itself. One fact is because printing and silk screen happen to be a vocational identity, it was also sustaining itself as far as cost. In other words, what I'm saying is that the material provided and the labor provided, we were turning out work which sustained it, the full expense of operating the printing. In regards to silk screen, we had the same situation there, but we did turn out work of a higher volume because this involved silk screen for industry. And we were in a better position since we were doing work for industry, and since we were in a more profitable position of training, we were able to get a rebate from industry.
Very good.
Material.
In your silk screen operation, what do you make?
Highway signs.
The signs used on the throughway.
Highway, throughway.
Right.
Parking signs for various institutions, schools. Plus, we did an awful lot of,
Go right ahead.
We did an awful lot of poster work, which we tried to then augment some of the artistic training of the individuals into poster work.
How many other staff people are in your operation, aside from yourself?
Staff level?
Yes, that is persons other than inmates.
Just myself.
I believe you said, Mr. Ternullo, that you had something like 5 years, did you say, of printing background?
Mm-hmm.
Prior to that, what type of work did you do?
Industrial engineering.
I beg your pardon?
Industrial engineering. I am industrial engineering.
Just for my own edification, do you find this work rewarding, the work that you do?
I do. I've worked with people on over 20 years, and I find it very rewarding. I don't get a feedback.
Do you enjoy working with inmates?
I do.
Do you feel that it's a rewarding experience for them working with you?
A rewarding experience for them?
Yes. I mean, do you feel they feel they're getting something out of your program?
I do. A good 50% of them do.
With the recommended improvements that you've just discussed, do you believe that the inmates could acquire even better skills when they so that they could use them when they were released?
with more modern equipment?
Yes.
Definitely.
Is there any coordination with the parole people in your program? That is, when a man has an open date, do they coordinate or work with you in trying to place a man in a job?
In two particular cases, I know they try to correlate a job for the particular individual that was leaving.
That's on two occasions?
On two occasions.
But there is no ongoing program?
Not to my knowledge. No.
You know?
With me.
If in your program, is there any job counseling?
Not that I'm aware of.
Do you think that this would be helpful?
I think it would, very much so. Approximately 20 by 20. Two presses, two type racks, one obsolete, one fairly good. Now, I've got to train on sometime high 15 men, sometime 10, because of variation. Train, basic printing, say you take five at a time. I assign three men to a press. Now, on their own incentive, if they're willing to learn, they can. I assign one man to the press while it's operating. Two men are standby. If they take off, they're not learning anything. How can you encourage them? So a lot of the men that come into the print shop use it just as a free spot to hang out, so to speak.
Well,
the opportunity
sad.
Is there.
That's very sad.
If they take advantage of it. Sucks we in the same situation.
Thank you.
Mr. Ternullo, I believe there are no further questions from members of the commission. Do you wish to make a statement yourself of any kind for our benefit?
Well, in regards to the printing and the graphic art, the training itself for the inmate, it has great possibilities in the silk screen. The cost involved, I don't think, is very, very high, because when they leave the institution, they can go into something, and I'm sure, and I have talked to some of the industrial printers where they would like to have a trained man basically on silk screen that they can move up the organization. But if they don't have basically an understanding of silk screen, poster printing and so on, they can't spend the time training an individual coming into their industry. So it has an advantage, but as I mentioned before in the inquiry, the two, printing and silk screen, are self-sustaining. I don't get the money back into these groups for equipment. And this is what I'd like to see. Thank you.
Thank you very much for the statement and for your helpful cooperation.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr.